You don't like us?
No, no, no. Love it.
Love it.
Where do you want to start?
Where do you, I'm ready.
What do you guys do during the bye week for, you know, self-scout?
Yeah, a lot of self-scout, really. We look at every all the situations, but you try and look at, you know, the areas that you're not doing very well in more than anything and how to improve those areas. So we did a lot in that area there and had a couple extra days to work on those areas that we're deficient at and try to get better that way.
Can you give us those areas?
Well, first down efficiency, first down run. Has been troublesome for us. We'd still like to be better on third downs. That's another area we can get better. And certainly just the overall passing game, to be honest with you, in terms of our completion percentage and where we're at there.
What's the target for third down percentage?
For any team, it changed. If you look at, it's always broken down by down and distances. If you look at, overall in the NFL, third and 2 to 3, short yardage, obviously, third and 2 to 3, third and 4 to 6, third and 7 to 10, third and 11 plus is how the NFL breaks it down and seeing where we're at. We happen to be very good at third and 4 to 6. We're not so good at third and 2 to 3. So that was also an area that we had to look at. We're somewhere in the middle of pack in 7 to 10 and 11 plus. We can get better. So. We break down each one of those areas and look at those areas and try to get better. But, you know, every game, you're always shooting to be 45% or better. If you can do that, you'll end up finishing the year pretty good.
In those categories, is it the percentage different? I mean, what's a good percentage for third and 10-plus or less?
Well, if you look at it, at third and 10-plus, it's 14% is it, you know, the top team in the league, you know, and so we're at 11%, I believe, is where we're at right now. So, it's not very high, obviously, in those areas, 3 and 11 plus. So you kind of understand that going in, but we're in an area right now where we need to be better in the third and short yardage. You look, you know, Carolina leads the league in that area. I think they're 12 of 14 in that area. Certainly with what they're doing with Cam Newton helps them in there. But you're always looking for, well, how can we get better in those areas? And third and 2 to 3 is an area that we feel like we can get better at.
Is there a thought about keeping Yeldon on the field in the third and short?
We evaluate that every week. And certainly, I think it's easy after last week or the previous week in London to look at that area, goal line, the goal line situation. We had 2 short yard situations, one in which, you know, Toby converted the one. We got 4 yards on a 3rd and 1, and the second one later on in the game, we handed it off to Tyson. We did not get that first down, and then we were obviously short on the 4 shots in the goal line. So we're always evaluating those areas and find out where we can, how we get better.
Haven't talked to you since you looked at the tape of those 4 shots from the one. I mean, he gained yardage on the first one.
Yep.
What did you see from the last 3 plays?
Well, we ran 3 different plays. We repeated one play twice. And then we ran 2 different plays. But, you know, in those situations, you're looking for a yard. And our mindset as an offensive staff and really was that we'd had an efficient 10-minute drive there. And our thought was we kind of wanted to break their will or break their spirit, as you say, by running the football in. And so that was our mindset. Looking back on it, we had, you know, breakdowns on each play, which we just got to do a better job of detailing up those assignments and making sure that everyone's clear on what they're doing. And then it comes a matter of will. And again, it wasn't just one person. It wasn't just Toby Gerhardt or it wasn't just Luke Jokel or AJ Ken. There was a different breakdown in each play. So we've got to do a better job of coaching it. And certainly we're always going to look at our personnel decisions in those situations.
Follow up on that sequence. You kept the same personnel for all 4 plays.
Yep.
If you spread it out a little bit, does that maybe give a guy to a lane to run through?
Well, we could, but again, our thought process was after that drive, we felt like they were tired. And so, I think it's, to score on a defense in a goal line situation by running the football, in our mind, it's a demoralizing, end of a drive. And, that was the thought process. Certainly it didn't work. And so we're always going to look at it and see how could we have done it better. Could we have spread it out? Could we have used a different back? Could we have, you know, used different personnel? But that's our goal line offense. We had 4 shots from the 1 yard line and we expected to score.
One more negative question.
All right.
Your opening drives this year, 6 punts, 1 touchdown. Is that something you may spend extra time on?
We look at that again as part of our, when we looked at it over the bye. Again, how do we get better in our opening drives and our openers and where did those breakdowns occur and why are we having to punt on some of those situations? So always looking at that.
Going back to TJ. is it rare to find a kid that that pass protects that well coming out of college? And were you surprised when you saw him?
Yeah. We said, I think we mentioned that coming out, one of the people, when he looked at the evaluations of him, was that he may not be able to be a full-time back, and especially in terms of his pass protection, that he may not be able to handle the linebackers at this level. But we found that to not be true. We certainly are happy with his growth. We think he can get better as a young player. There were things that we took off of him. We took off short yardage and goal line in that situation, so he wasn't an every down back. Now, can he do that? I think, we'll find out. But he's a guy that has been able to handle the load. We're going into the season thinking he may not be our third down back, but he proved that he could handle that responsibility, and he's done well. Again, he can get better in a lot of areas, but he works at it, and he's an intelligent player. He's a tough player, and we just think he'll get better.
With that said, is it tricky sometimes to get Denard involved because Yeldon is such a good everyday?
Yeah, it's that for sure. And again, we like our stable of backs, and Denard has a set of skills himself. He's coming off the injury, but he's looked healthy here the last couple of weeks. So again, we'll look at different ways to utilize these guys and make sure that TJ is not is being overused, I should say. But we want to make sure that he's getting the touches that we set out when we start out the game. We said we always kind of try to put together a formula of who's going to get the touches and try to stick with that formula and yet make sure that they're healthy throughout the 16-game season.
Is TJ starting to see it better, starting to know what he can and can't do out there?
I think so. I just think any player with experience, it's no different than the quarterback position with Blake, that the more you're on the field, the more you have a chance to see things, and the more you're able to see repeated things, repeated blitzes or repeated pressures. I think that's important. He's had a chance to see a number of AA pressures from different teams. He had a chance to see odd pressures, odd overload pressures. We're facing a team that plays a bear package. We haven't seen a lot of bear this season, and he'll get a chance to work against that. So I just think experience for any young player benefits him down the road.
What challenges do the Jets and the defensive line?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, they present challenges throughout the entire defense. I think, we spoke about the Buffalo's defense, but obviously the New York Jets, they built their team around that defense. They played very well. I don't think they're happy with how they played last weekend, but they have played very well throughout the season, and they played well across the board from the secondary to the interior line. But they're obviously the interior line. You can't take anything away from those guys that are playing up front. They're, a top group in the National Football League. I'm sure if you took a poll on personnel people, they got to be one of the top defensive fronts in the league. So we've got a challenge ahead of us.
New England based on Gabusco didn't even try and run.
No.
Obviously different personnel, different offense. But what is the risk of trying to do that and just passing it all the time? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it was, like you said, I think they attempted, really, when you look away Brady's runs, they really didn't attempt to run at all. Four snaps, I think, of actually handing it to a running back. So, everyone has a different plan. Oakland had a good plan last week. They're one of the few teams that's able to show some balance in what they were doing. So they did some good things there. But, I think, again, every team is different. And based upon our personnel and our matchups against them, we'll determine the amount of times that we attempt to run or don't attempt to run. We'll do whatever we think takes to win the football game.
Only one team in this league has more than 50% on run. What's a good percentage for you in terms of balance, run pass?
I think everybody, like you said, only one team does. It's becoming more and more of a passing league, so I think you'll see those percentages over the years will continue to be more passing as you're moving forward in the league. So, but it really is dependent upon the personnel, the quarterback. We try and do everything built around Blake Bortles' skill set right now. We feel like we need to run the football better in order to help him out in the passing game. So that's an area that, we looked closely at in the bye week, and we'll continue to evaluate and hopefully we'll get better at it.
Do we need to see how Allen, I guess, handled Darrell Revis and Kamara?
Yeah, it's going to be, it's a great, tremendous challenge for the guys up front. It'll be a tremendous challenge for our wide receivers on the edges versus those corners. But I know they're looking forward to it, and certainly we're looking forward to it as well. But, they've got great experience. They've got great length. The talking about Revis and Cromartie, they've got great length and a great skill set and great resume. But I'm excited to see our guys go against them.
Well, against opposing tight ends outside of Gronk.
How do you get Julius more involved in the passing game?
You know, we'll continue. Again, you look at the number of times that he's targeted, and, you know, we're always looking at that, at finding the matchups for him and making sure that he's staying involved in what we're trying to do.